Cambridge, Ont. A lawsuit filed by a Waterloo woman in July seeks $2 million in damages from Waterloo Region Paramedic Services, among others, for injuries suffered when the stretcher she was placed on tipped over and sent her falling, violently, to the ground. The Waterloo woman names the City of Waterloo, Region of Waterloo Paramedic Services, the paramedics who responded to her 911 call and the hotel where she was a guest. The statement of claim says proper care wasn't taken to prevent the injury by all parties. The law firm representing the woman holds liable for the April 23 incident. Paramedic Services, the claim says, failed to properly train their employees on how to safely transport a patient to the EMS motor vehicle. The lawsuit also blames the property owners and the city for failing to maintain the location to ensure there were no holes and tripping hazards that could cause the stretcher to tip. The woman says she suffered a concussion in her fall from the stretcher and her left clavicle was displaced and fractured, requiring surgical intervention involving a plating system fastened to the bone with screws. The lawsuit claims great pain and suffering and profound physical and emotional shock from the injury, including post-concussion syndrome among other lasting effects. None of the claims have been tested in court and a statement of defense has not yet been filed. The statement of claim goes on to say the plaintiff requires further rehabilitation and medication to control her pain, and has suffered loss of enjoyment of life and amenities. The plaintiff has also lost income and will continue to lose income and competitive advantage at work, the claim reads. The Region of Waterloo did not respond to a request for comment.